According to Gentleman's Gazette, they did an article called Canada Goose Jackets, Is It Worth It? Sven Raphael Schneider was the author of this piece. Sven, it's John Williams. You're on WGN Radio in Chicago. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm awesome. How are you?
So tell me, are they worth it? Those Canada Goose Jackets cost about $1,000. My understanding is they were worn by the Canadian Patrol for years and still are. They're still made in Canada, and they run upwards of $1,000, even more depending on the one you get. What did you all conclude?
You're quite right. I think the most expensive jacket is just shy of $1,600. The jacket that most city girls would wear, the Emory Parka, for example, is around $1,000, and it has a nice, you know, polyester shell. I would say overall, it's a good quality parka, but ironically, that one uses just duck down, which is inferior to goose down and the namesake. And there was a time when, you know, they made jackets for L.L. Bean and Eddie Bauer, and then Danny Reese came in, and as a new founder has said, no, we're going to produce in Canada. So obviously that's more expensive. So, you know, that costs more.
Oh,
they also
see.
Use
yeah.
real coyote collars on their hood. And that costs money, too.
I noticed that in your article, you said that the coyotes are ethically harvested in Canada. I don't know if that's any consolation to the coyotes, but that's real coyote fur, right, on the trim of the jackets.
Exactly. It's real. And, you know, personally, I doubt that you can sustainably trap coyotes.
Right.
And I'm sure there are other people who would agree with me on that one. What it does, though, it helps to keep your face warmer because the wind won't attack your face as much, so you will prevent frostbite when it's extremely cold outside.
You were talking to me off the air yesterday about the zipper. I mean, so the red badge on the front or on the sleeve is the iconic status symbol. I think some of the price is baked into that right there, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, they started, they were a small company, and Danny Reese took over in 2001, and then they came to Europe, and they were really popular there, and they realized they could charge more. And when I did the review, which was, you know, in January of 2019, of this jacket, at Emory Parka, it cost $995. Today, it costs $1,050. So they constantly increase the price because they know they can, and they're so popular, they're flying off the shelf. And the zipper they use, for example, right, we looked at everything very closely, is a YKK zipper that you can find on Amazon for $6. So the ingredients that are in the parka are of, I would say, average to good quality, right? The overall product is good, but the value is such that you pay a lot for the brand.
I wonder if it's possible to answer this question then. I wonder if it wasn't the red patch, if it wasn't that brand, what that would retail for. Labor, ingredients, fashion, it's a pretty jacket, but it's not Canada Goose. I wonder what that would go for in the market otherwise.
Well, you know, if you look at other brands like North Face, for example, they have a jacket that they call the McMurdo Parka 3, which looks somewhat similar. I know retails around $330 to $370. Now, it has goose down with a lower fill power. Fill power is kind of, it says, you know, if you have a 500 fill power or a 600 fill power, it means that the down
right.
takes up 600 cubic inches per 30 grams, or it's about an ounce. And ideally, you want a higher fill power. That means your jacket is going to be lighter in weight versus the, for example, the Emory Parka, is a 625 fill power, but goes down, and it's quite heavy. And personally, for my taste, it was too heavy. And something that really bugged me was actually when I walked,
yeah.
the chafing sound of the nylon, you know, it made me feel like a construction worker.
Well, it's
not like
85% polyester. Yeah, right. I'm out of time. I needed to spend more time with you. Let's budget a little more next time. You do a series of articles about is it worth it, right? You've done Rolex watches, Louis Vuitton bags, stuff like that, correct?
Exactly. Iconic items like a Burberry trench coat. And we just, you know, we wear them, we test them, we look at historic pieces, new pieces, and just say, hey, this is good for those people. And just like with this jacket, I think, you know, if you like the cut of it, and you get a good quality product, you don't get crap, just be aware you pay a lot of money for it.
Canada Goose jackets. Is it worth it? From Gentleman's Gazette. They have a video where they actually show how all of that works, and I'll give you the website for that after WGN Radio News. Raphael, thanks for your time. Well done.